And privileged now to be joined by her trainer, John Sadler, who has saddled more than 2,300 winners in a stellar career and now looking to add to that resume with a win in the Beholder later today. John, I know it's a busy morning for you. We appreciate you taking a few minutes, my friend.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on with you guys.
John, when you hear that call of the Apple Blossom and you think back on that performance, what comes to mind when you think about how she performed that day?
Just we're really happy with her. You know, there wasn't an abundance of speed in there, and that filly actually was on a pretty easy lead for Victor. Rode a good race to reel her in and you know, kind of grind down on that other filly. So we were really happy with the comeback race. You know, I think Oaklawn's a really nice place to race horses. I like the surface. So it was everything we were hoping for.
You know, we've known one another for almost 40 years. I don't know how we don't look like it, but you have done such a great job with this filly. And despite all of the winning and stuff that she does, you have like a sixth sense of knowing when to stop on her and give her a little break and then bring her back, and she performs great. What's the key to that? How do you do that?
Well, she's just a filly that we thought at three would be better at four. We kind of always pegged her as a late developer. She's very much a girl. You know, she's not one of those mares that's the, you know, the huge, big Martina Navratilova type. You know, she's very feminine. So I know she likes spacing. She's had, you know, a few times where we've shipped her and we wanted to give her time, like at the end of the year. It's always been, you know, because right after a three-year-old year, the program is to, you know, go back for the Breeders' Cup the next year. So she's just had the winter off, and she's such a nice filly. It's been easy, and I have an owner that's very understanding of that she's, you know, not one that can go all the time. So we space her races, and she's doing great.
John, we were talking earlier about this field now being just a three-horse field, but you look at those three mares that are going to go to the post, and you see Val Dori, and you see Stellar Wind, and you see Breeders' Cup winner Finest City, a really, really competitive race. How does it affect the running of the race when you have just three horses in there, or does it affect it?
Yeah, it's going to be tricky, you know, being the favorite. You know, you're really worried about all the, you know, does it play like a match race? What's the other guys going to do? But, you know, for me, Victor's ridden her in all of her races. He knows her really well. He's going into the Hall of Fame this year. So I just got to trust in Victor that he comes up with a plan that he wants. And, you know, all things being fair, I think we have the best horse. So I just hope it goes well. And I think Victor would tell you, you know, he's not going to decide what his plan is until he comes out of the gate and sees how the break goes.
Yeah, it's tough in a three-horse field, and then you're in the middle, which doesn't right. really help you much. But you could get a perfect trip if the other two fillies just decide to bust out of there and go. You could really be the beneficiary, but I know that's probably not what you want to do.
Well, like I said, we just don't know how it's going to play out. But, I mean, she is fairly versatile, you know. He knows if the pace is fake. We learned that last year. You can't let a Beholder or maybe like, you know, one of those really good speed mares just kind of, you know, lollygag in front. So he's going to be cognizant of that, and then we'll see what he does.
John, we know you have to go. Before we let you go, a quick comment on Sistron, who goes postward in the Grade 2 Penn Mile on the East Coast later this afternoon.
Yeah, really nice horse. He won a stake at Oaklawn. He's been never run a bad race. I think he's a little better on grass. That's why I'm going back to grass today. And he's definitely, about a miler. So the conditions are just right for him today. And he's a good, honest horse. And really happy to get this Paco Lopez on him. I think it'd be a good fit.
Well, John, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. Go back to work and good luck. Let's pull off the double with Greatest Stakes today.
All right. Thank you, guys.